six matches by Yitzchak. Yaakov Inu, he must his father, Yitzchak, to go look for Shidduch. So on the way, Rashi brings down that he went to live in Shem Be'eva 14 years. Being a twin, he lived 14 years. So one more question is, how can Yaakov Inu do that? He took go home to go get married. And he used to have to have 14 years, he took a marriage to go to Torah. The Chodim explained, you want to go to Lachim, Russia, and to go to Shidduch, and to go live by him for a certain amount of time, you have to prepare yourself. In order to prepare yourself, you have to serve the Torah, we have to take 14 years, then you can deal with all the Russia. Then hopefully you have a chance to come out there no more. You have to prepare yourself. Everything in life, when a person does something, you always have to be prepared. You have to prepare yourself for whatever comes up his way. Gemara Batzara, Bat Gimel, when Allah says, Mishitar, Fa'er Shabbat, Yerichol B'Shabbat. Someone's Matriya, who prepares himself for Shabbat, he eats on Shabbat. If not, he's not going to eat Shabbat. So I can go through, Pinyonim, straight, especially if you follow the sheet if you want, that in order that a person does, prepare himself for Shabbos Kodesh on Erev Shabbos. First thing is that a lot of students make creation of the Mechaber, Yashkim HaBoikim Yom HaShishi. First thing you have to do is you have to get up for Shabbos. You have to get up for Erev Shabbos. And it appears often serve for Shabbos, it appears something right away for Shabbos. So Mishmur brings out that when should a person do it? After Kriyashma, after Tfilo, it sounds like the Abakar and Akilo within the first 3 hours of the day, the person should prepare himself right away to something miyuchas for Shabbos. Now what should he do? The Mechaber said, Afil Yeshua Kama Avodim Mishamsha, even though he had Kama Avodim to do something, still a mitzvah for the Yeshua, the Mishmur for the Gemara Kedushin and Dafim Alim, the person, he himself, should do something to recover Shabbos. The Shachu brings out from the Rizal, that the Azeya Shodim Azeya Pesach Shabbos, the person who sweats the first Shabbos, is a school of Chikas Avodim. The sweat, the amount of energy and effort you put into for Shabbos, that'd be a school to take away your avodas. So different the mitzvah, some say it's in the raisa, some say it's in the avon, or the Indian to get up before Shabbos is a passing inquiry, the chilul es ha-shavim, and maybe it's in the raisa, it's something before Shabbos. First thing you have to do, that means every morning, every person is doing whole problems one thing. That means if you're married, very simple in the house, numerous things to do. Even a bachur, also things to do, you can clean up. The whole process, they say, you have nothing to do, you can brush your hair before Shabbos. And then you have to do Shabbos, you have to do Shabbos, but even a bachur zero, there's always things for us, there's always what to do, clean up the dishes, put away the side of the house, always what to do, something once you recover Shabbos, and that was because it didn't, say the Abomo, maybe the right, so a person has to do something miyad in Erev Shabbos. Next time I'll call the Shurim Zen over there, and whatever you do, you should say, Zer will recover Shabbos. The Mishnah case simply would go by something we call the Shabbos. Instead of it, they would call the Shabbos. Instead of the Mishnah, why? Because people will pile Harvey Kedusha. Words affect a lot upon the Kedusha. And if when you buy something, you say it's the Kavod Shabbos. When the Kavod Shabbos says, and the person, when you get dressed, you say the Kavod Shabbos. When you take a shower, you say the Kavod Shabbos. Basically, the Kavod Shabbos says, anything you do, you should say the Kavod Shabbos. Anything you do, it's really the thing you say by year, and he writes, and not only you should say it, but he said also you should think about it in your mind. Everything you do with Kavod Shabbos, you should think upon your mind that you're doing it with Kavod Shabbos. Next in the third thing is the Amor and Simulation Base. He digs out that according to him, in Simulator Gimel, the one of the essence of the commons in Ruba, in that the earth and knowledge of the Kamma, is that a person has a mitzvah to take Kavod with Kavod Shabbos. I mean, one of the essence of the commons of a girl to take Kavod with Kavod Shabbos. Now, Michael, should a person do it or not? Lots of Amor is very clear, there ain't Mishabbos. You have to go do it. And there are lots of things down. Melaisa Kasha, why should the Ilm go bring or go buy from the bakery, from the store? Melaisa should go bake it. So the Mishabbos, a lot of Shabbosi, Echlami, the room, they should Echlami, make house. So how can Melaisa, why people are Michael? So one story that's put down by the Oil of Tzion is that the difference between our house and our house, our Mishabbos, they taste different than the bread during the week. They look different. They're miyuchas for Shabbos. We have challah and we have lechem. During the week we have bread. And on Shabbos we have challah. It looks and tastes and appears different. And that itself is nichol inin of Kavod Shabbos. They sent this for Kashniyevsky. It's written on the same liquor Shabbos. A letter back. He wasn't asking for this for. Fine. Among the Achayim, Hanukkah, Chayim, they discussed, is this enough of a story to be made? They want to say, even the Mishavuot Chayim, they want to say, in the history wise, you also have challah in this story. And still Mishavuot Chayim, Shabbos Arti. But Ishlaim, the meaning is only to be Mekel, the Shalom Maitre is why? Olutina is for, they are Holkin from his father. The Maitre itself should walk with the Maitre, make Alice, let's say one be Machmer. If you have a deal, in the Shabbos. Last Shabbos, you should walk to make a deal, make Alice. So the worship is more that they say it is a Kanda upon Isha, upon Noshim. So the Kanda, that means anyone even call it not, the walk from the Kanda is not put upon. The Shabbos, why marry people, why don't do it? Fine, Elu, Elu, Isha, Elu, first wife can die, and the believed wife might be Michael. Now the vice apostle of Paul Popovich does not have to go do it. They do discuss once you do make challah, what to do, if you have a choice, to make a shear of challah on one Friday, to make several weeks, make challah for 4 weeks in a row, but to, and be mapped challah for 1 week, or to make small amount of challah every week, and less the shear of challah, doing chuvas, shear of gossi, with a hook and jacket. But those different challahs are built upon once you make challah for the Shabbos. So, however, my sister seems to be the mitigus you make of. Not that we go for Shabbos, it's given to Rish Nun by Mr. Gross and Khan Gimel, is that a person should basically massage his house, he should sweep it away and clean it off, the dust, the offer. And he's going to have two places, once to Rish Nun, once to Rish Nun Gimel, to get rid of the spider webs. One time it costs Mughal Ram, one time it costs Dalai Rafa, the Kalachim said to get rid of the spider webs, no choice. And actually, whatever the Indian of spider webs, the point is, Maestro, you should be massage it, make sure your house is clean and be Masuda, so that a metal can come inside your house. And so the Mishnah Berurah calls him Shabbos Malkus. Shabbos Malkus is coming. You should be massaging your house and make sure it's clean. Mishnah Berurah there is Maestro. Just like you should clean up your house, who did? You should be Maharaj of Chuba or Fashish for Maestro. Just like you take care of your Chitanias for a Malkus Kamen, who did? Your Ruchnias, your Neshama. It's not nice for the Shabbos of Malkus or Shabbos Kamen for you to be Malkus upon your Neshama. You should also be Maharaj of Chuba on Erev Shabbos. A sixth thing by Mishnah Berurah and Simon Reishnud. Is the mitzvah to lift up the cold tafshul, is the mitzvah to taste from every tafshul on Erev Shabbos. Now, the reason is, the Shabbos says, and also the Bosh and Simon Tavish Pehor, is that if you taste something for Shabbos, you don't like it, you can change it. The only reason to taste is to make sure it tastes well. That means, let's say someone has a very tasting, you have a wife, you taste a few, make sure it tastes well. Of course, there's no impure taste it. Or in the yeshiva, you have a cook. The cook tastes it, and even if you taste it, you say, don't taste good, he doesn't have to listen to you. He decides, he's what? For this reason, the cook is not tasted, and you don't have to taste it. However, the Shai Tzing and the Mishnah Berurah bring down the second reason. He says, the etzem timo mitzvahi, the tasting in and of itself is a mitzvah, without any other reason. That means that the mitzvah stops, let's say in the house, to taste everything before Shabbos, whether you can change it or not. Maestro, the minute in the whole box of the machine, there's no way to make them. Could be forced for practical to have everyone come to the dining room and line up and taste things is not practical. Why is the Ikatam Mishnah Berurah seems to be the spectacular article? No one, the cook's not going to do anyway. But for that in and of itself, seems to be the Shiva whole box of Emma's Makel. Houses are ill of a ill of somebody. Mahmoudi, the Mahmoudi saying a good team of Erev Shabbos to taste a lot of it. But how is Mishnah Berurah is Maestro and says that's an Erev Shabbos. However, on Shabbos, Avada is a mitzvah to taste the cold things in this. The mitzvah to taste left on the table that is served to you, to taste everything. The big example, the Rebbe's, Time Out, Kaim Zotel, the mitzvah to taste everything that's served to you. Avada does not mean if you've been tired, you have to eat it, Mishnah Berurah raised my base, but it means the mitzvah is something you should taste it, because of Shabbos. Melchadin, the gate in his eating, is it, again, the Gemara of Ruba, and that they bade the malice, one of Ezra's takonas. The mitzvah oichu shum b'erev Shabbos. The mitzvah to eat shum garlic on Erev Shabbos. This halacha is not put down not by the Rambam, not by the Torah, not by the Shulchan Aruch. The Farshim grapple the mitzvah. Why not? However, the Mishaburim to the Mishpei and the Kedemot there do bring down this idea of eating shum of garlic on Erev Shabbos. Now, the reason why the Gemara says eat shum on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says to Marvazera, and again the ikur to marry people. The Shabbos, Shabbokim have shum or not. Shabbokim have shum. So I'll be why you say Bokim should have shum. It's not the gate. No. It might be around someone cook or down the going over there, the going down from the going, that he held sight of someone married, a sight of Bokim should have shum on Erev Shabbos. Over there, first one said Erev Shabbos, one called Erev Shabbos, the Yom Shabbos said Erev Shabbos or Lol Shabbos, either in the afternoon or at night. Mishmur brings down either Erev Shabbos or Lol Shabbos, either one's enough. The Maestro Rabbah over there goes down, that a Maestro, he's giving a share of the going in Erev Shabbos, and he asked the Bokim, did it prepare shum for Shabbos? The Bokim said to the going, what do you mean, Bokim? So the going answered back, you don't have a brisk meal on 8 days. Ask him. So, the Bokim was a little perplexed. The Chayotim was there, brought down Chayot, bent over and said to the going to near, said, you mean there's a Gemara in Nido, and that's Lam Al-Zul Beis. The Gemara over there says, why do you have a brisk meal on the 8th day? Let's have this meal before on the 7th day, 6th, 5th, why wait until 8 days? Says the Gemara, why? Because the law is that a dam of Isha, the first 7 days are Tomei. Therefore, the husband, the Baal, the Isha, the host each other the first 7 days. So they have this meal on the first 7 days, Christ will be happy, but Ishbi Ishta will be sad. So we wait for the 8th day, that Christ will be happy, and Ishbi Ishta will be happy. that's another time. It's his mother that were Mitzrayim Dan Torah, Mitzrayim Dan Tomet, and it takes a long time till Yishuv comes through. And this was mother that we should not have a Bishmura on the 8th day, you want to go after the time. And I look around, everyone has a Bishmura on the 8th day. So you see, we don't go after the time. Because is the Torah says that Bishmura 8th day, we go after the Torah says, the time is what the Gemara Maker says. Who is it by eating Shum? The Tekonah wants to eat Shum. The Gemara says, well, that's the gay Samaritan people. But Maker, the Tekonah wants to eat Shum. So you go after the Tekonah, not after the time. And therefore, you as the God, you know, all problem after you show, because it looks like that Bishmur of Eitzei, is that what you need to Yitzchak Adam? So the God, yes, that's what I mean. My son, the Halacha is that the Kohen is that he has to show and that Shabbos, whether the topic was to get you or not. Brought down the same as Tolda Shakur, that the Tzai himself, he ate Shum on Erev Shabbos, Dol Shabbos, and he was knocking upon his son, who is in a Bachar, and Chaim Kriyevsky, to eat Shum also on Erev Shabbos, I eat a Bachar, he's knocking upon him. I call Shum, that the Kohen is that he has to eat it also on Erev Shabbos. My son, Amtala Shemi, no Karachayim, the Chavashio, who was before the going, he writes down over there that Tanagera, to people who are not into this Indian, and they should not have Shem and Erev Shabbos, they bring it down also for the Ben Ishchai this way. And it seems to be my focus, the person that has Shem and Erev Shabbos and not. The son, many things to be loving the son of Shem at all, for example, brought down by the Rambam, the Torah, the Shemar. My son, about a person who has Chilo Shereb, a proper Yishlayim, to ask you up. Well, but it's not Shem to get each Shem, so it's similar time, yes, there is the time. It's not all Shem about it. In terms of that, not Shem should not have Shem on Erev Shabbos. Now, what Shem are we talking about? What kind of garlic? If you have raw garlic, it won't be too good for Shalom Bayis. It doesn't... Fine, maybe not. So, what kind of garlic are we talking about? It says in the Sefer Chasidim that any time you raw garlic, you should not have it mazik you, for carrot. So, the Mishabur Mekdam says, the Tidim should not have raw garlic. It says, Mishabur, that's with flea, only roasted. Roasted. The Pima Godam is Mesopek Rob of the Hoshul. He's Mesopek, it sounds like Mashabur is Mach or Dasha Sleep. However, the Maestirab, the going himself, and the Chidon, all those things down, even the Hoshul, even something that is cooked already. That means if, let's say you have a boiled chicken, that's only, that's to the official, according to the Maestirab, and the Kaim is Kahn, according to Mashabur or not, you need something Dasha that is sleep. Something that is either three or fear, that'll be enough to be kind of in the reading Shum on Erev Shabbos. Nothing in Erev Shabbos is that B'chur, every single person who has things required in the Kodesh Shabbos, they should open it up before Shabbos. The first thing, the Moshe is marked this way in Tshuva Chalpaz from Kukhobeis. He says, after there's a whole Tshuva to say that Mukhtar Me'ika didn't open up Tshuva Fish at the Shabbos. However, he says, still Susa B'nei Torah Mu'atim, and therefore the Kodesh Shabbos, you say, oh, Kodesh Shabbos open it, he says, Kodesh Shabbos do not open it. Why are such cool Shabbos people do not know the laws of their world and do not open up anything on Shabbos? He says, unless the Torah Gadol, for example, say like a chasno or your person and smith of Yerusha, then you can do it through a guy or a family from a chasno signal. Otherwise, the Moshe says, do not open up anything on Shabbos. At that time, you must place in Godaway, the Shemir Shabbos, Perkset, Batlon, whatever you have first, open up before Shabbos. If not, these are all offers. But everything agrees, you should open up everything before Shabbos, a Dayuayas, and Chashabbos. And already, I saw the Shulchan Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman, he's the Rosh who said he can make one on Shabbos. He's the Rosh. The Shulchan Shlomo over there in Simon Shini Abad is brought down, and they ask him to the Vada Chachil open up before Shabbos. Why? The Sefer Chosheim, the Mavur Chomon, and Achoyim, what exactly Pshat in the Deceptive, what exactly Pshat in the Chosheim, in the different Sugyas, and Shulchan Shlomo says that Shlomo Zalman, Ika did the Vada Smoto, because he's the Rosh of the Makilim. And all the Sefer Chosheim said, Vada Chachil open up before Shabbos. That means that what you do before Shabbos, open up everything before Shabbos, on Shabbos, Elu Ve'elu. Not as in, is that a person, when he comes into Shabbos, if he's hungry, he calls him Tzara. The person should not be the Tzara of Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishavur simulation of Tzara, says the person should not fast. And the Iker, especially over here, you're going boys, and if you don't eat on Erev Shabbos, the coming Shabbos, you feel pain in your stomach, you feel the Tzara. And therefore, the law is that a mitzvah regila, a regular meal, is mutter lechachila until Tesha Shoyis. Afterwards, it's a mitzvah to the Menea, how does mutter is mutter. Therefore, what you should do is have a regular sudor before 9 hours to come to Shabbos, you should not feel in pain. And let's say you don't have to forget, so the whole problem is after 9 hours, it's not something. So you come to Shabbos, you should not be the Tzara. So again, there's an Indian that person should eat an Erev Shabbos. Not that then. So the Shnun, Namakea, put the mobbing down, Lahashka, the fact that the person should sharpen his knives on Erev Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos seems to be a problem that you should get told very quickly. If you don't have to sharpen knives on Shabbos, it will cause a son of Shalom Bayis. And therefore, they're mobbing down an Indian, the very little thing that already, that person should sharpen his knives on Erev Shabbos. Nochadid is that a person, the 11th din, is a person should daven mincha. Now, usually during the year, when should daven mincha, So the most of the Chabad in the Reish of Lama Gimel is Mishu Mestal through Mincha, so on Mincha Gdolo is Yotso. It's a Dinah B'di-Evan. When Yeshiva is through now, they do Yotso B'Toyo, but only in Dinah B'di-Evan, and with Hathilu is the Dab of Mincha Gdolo. And therefore, if you will, in Yeshiva, the Hathilu can come better down with you, but they Dab of Mincha Gdolo. So now, the very Masma of Chabad for Chabad. So the Chayobim, that's during the week. However, on Shabbos, I've got for reasons that if you don't Dab of Mincha Gdolo, end up Dab of Mincha Gdolo, and you leave your house every four Shabbos, a lot of houses need a man to be home in the house, sight to help out, sight to make sure the Shemesh has Gilkos, sight to make sure the light candles, sight to make sure the note, the Balkan taken care of. Therefore, says the Chayotim, and the Shmuel is in the swarm of his thing down, that first Mechat Chilot can daven on Erev Shabbat from Mincha Gidaylo. Therefore, you see the argument with Mignotim of Mincha Gidaylo on Erev Shabbat. The Mechidim, no matter what they do, and we'll see them there for Maisa, hope us the Shmuel and the Chayotim say that Chilot is daven, can daven Erev Shabbat from Mincha Gidaylo. A 12th Indian is the Indian of Shnayim Zikro of Ephes Hagim, a thing in the Rishpei Hei. Now, this Indian is a Chiyav Gomo, Mekulei Amor, Sigmo of Rosh Tavchet, Rosh Mechap is a Chiyav. There is no Heter of Torah of Nosai. Sight in the Goinim only down to a Moshe that was true about Torah of Nosai. Each one writes there is no Heter. Everyone has to do it. Now, what to do it? There are different Shitas exactly. There'll be a lot of thought being done on Machlekes if it's Mechachil Yishu finishing on Erev Shabbos or not, but a body mechanic missing finishing on Shabbos. Upon the Shabbos is the best thing. However, the Chiyuv upon every single person to do three Yitzim in a Klal. Another thing, the 13th then is the Indian of cutting nails on Erev Shabbos. Now, a person should not cut it on Thursday, thus going back on Shabbos itself. However, you cut it on Erev Shabbos, but Shulchan wants to say you should do it after Chatzos, it's more nickel, a Kavod Shabbos, that's when you should do it. Now, how to cut it is very simple. If you just remember, it's on the left hand, this finger, everything just jump over. This, and you keep jumping. You go from the thumb to over here. And that's the other order. That's how the arm brings down. Every other one. Now the Mishmur says to do, you should do your hands and your feet should not be done the same day. The Mishmur says that your feet you can do on Thursday already, but you should not do it on the same day as your hands. Another thing is the end of taking your haircut. Now taking your haircut does not mean you have to take one on every Shabbos. It means whenever it's a gear, it means you shave. Of course, it's a gear, every Shabbos, it means just taking your haircut. It means once a month, or cutting your nails. Whenever you cut nails, it's still being done on every Shabbos. The new safer is over masking, you down time. Yes, whenever you cut your nails, it should be done on every Shabbos. But not that you have to do it. Even though it's a regular Shabbos, you know, I'm afraid to do that. Fine, that's the passion. Whenever you take your haircut, it should be done on every Shabbos. Now, taking a haircut on Thursday, the Tzad says, you're not allowed to, not supposed to, you're not bring down a Cholkim. My Mishmur is nothing this Indian of you should not take a haircut on Thursday. It sounds like Mishmur holds you can't take a haircut on Thursday. And this Indian taking a haircut on Erev Shabbos says the Shai Tshuva from the Chidon. It's not a Chiyuv that you have to wait for Erev Shabbos. It's just practically, I'll call it Shabbos, you should take one Erev Shabbos. That means the Moshlet go to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. And if you move along, you should start the Tzad Tzad about a person can take a haircut during the week. However, I don't want you to be the Bill Tyler. Go to the barber, they were the safer, do Shnamiko like a tiger, who will be a Yitzchak Sarin, and you can't decide in Shnamiko, that's like a Kavod Shabbos, and they can hit the Kavod Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Not that then, the 15th of Allah says, Mechabes, Simon, Reis, and Beis, to follow, they said you should be sad, you should come, set the table, you should make your bed, and be massaging your house. Now, the Mishmur there, there'll be a lot of things down, that when a person massages his Shulchan, you put a table on the top. It says, Efshir Tzroi, also in the whole day house, all the tables around the house, you should also put on a tablecloth. That means the depth, you have the deal, besides the main Shulchan, you should also, Efshir Tzroi, put on a tablecloth. Many of the people don't seem to do it that way, it's Efshir Tzroi too. Maybe one time there's no chance of you eating on there, but the Maitre, the Shulchan is Efshir Tzroi, put on all the tables around your house. Rather than the 16th Halacha is a person has a mitzvah to wash himself bechamim in hot water on Erev Shabbos. The Mishmur says, cold water, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. Lukewarm water is mesopic. The mitzvah is to take a shower with hot water. The Mishmur says, cold water, chol pachas, pachas, yodav, raglav, your hands, face, and feet, and your hair, chol pachas. Now, when should you take a shower? When should it be done? So this is all about it. The one is giving it rates on a phase at the end. It brings out that the Yalvish Atma, the big day Shabbos, Miyat Atma Shirota Batma, you should put on the big day Shabbos right after you wash yourself. Why? The Zel covered a Shabbos. A Korkov, therefore, Lo Yirchat, Le Shabbos, El Asamach Le'erev, Shabbos Atma Miyat. When you take a Shabbos memo, be as close as possible to Shabbos. So therefore, you can put on the big day Shabbos right afterwards. to Abraham with many powerful comes to run, rest for Shabbat, take a shower. Then Moses, at the last moment, as close as possible to Shabbat, he just take a shower. What? Then he can put on the big Shabbat and be called the Shabbat. The Mice and the Mishabu explains, of course, that Daska means there won't be any Chashash to call Shabbat. At the end of Shabbat, Shabbat, you should do as close as possible, do it step before him. However, the demon was bothering, and you want to take as close as Shabbat as possible to shower. And by the time it comes your turn, you'll only have cold water, or even lukewarm water, before you have a kind of mitzvah. And before you should not wait to be as close as possible to Shabbos, because according to the rule, cold water, not a kind of mitzvah, taking a shower, becomes a Shabbos. So therefore, of course, it's better to do take a shower earlier, have hot water, but kind of mitzvah for sure. I just come on, as close as possible as you can, just as close as you can, the kind of mitzvah, take a shower with hot water. But again, a bat does not mean to rush in the last moment and have any chash of cold Shabbos. Now the Arab brought down a different form, the Shulchan Aruch Beis, the Shmei Shabbos, and really the earliest form, the result, is the idiom that a person should go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Mishmur, not bringing down the Chelek Gimel, the only place I know it brings it down is in Hilchos, also 9 days, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, is Gilad Gomer on Erev Shabbos. But, about them bringing up the result, prepare after we call it Shabbos, some people they have to do it, some aren't. It is an interesting shower, it's called, let's say you go to the shower, you go to the mikvah and you want to take a shower afterwards. The Gemara on Shabbos that says a person should not take a shower after the mikvah because you might think the ik is the shower and the tuffel is the mikvah. So the shower is what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says, you understand, so this is talking about after the idiom for Tumah V'Tahara. That's going to get for Tumah. We're not about Tumah V'Tahara. Therefore the Gemara says not the Gemara V'Tahara. The Gemara is going to be a shower. However, the Gemara disagrees. It says it is the Gemara V'Tahara. The Gemara V'Tahara after the mikvah they cannot take a shower. They should not take a shower. The shower is held off according to the place. What about men? They go to the mikvah and they take a shower afterwards. So it's brought down from a horse to the heathen, but a single person should not take a shower after he goes to the mikvah. I'll just come on. The Ketubah says, about the Ketubah, you're allowed to. How is it supposed to be Rachmur? About the Ketubah, you're allowed to. They do bring down some Shom Adalman. The Sefer Olay, the Yibol, the Kelseis, they asked him, my son, you see that he did take a shower after he went to the mikvah. They asked him why. It's very simple. I take a shower before I go to the mikvah after afterwards and come out of the house. My portion, me just necessarily shouldn't damage other people. I take a shower afterwards because people will not walk around afterwards and come out of the house. And they come to damage me or hurt me, then I take a shower afterwards. So if you go to the mikvah, you see some people do take it, from the master take a shower afterwards, from the not master, everybody will. Mikvah also is that it's idiom to wear the Gordon Norton we call the Shabbos, to wear nice, beautiful clothing, and Baker there are really two chalakim in this idiom. The Indians have nice clothing called Shabbos, and the Indians have yuchadic clothing for Shabbos. Yuchad. Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reis and Amasei is toik shleil bas for Shabbos, we call mash lovet for kol, afilu chalak. A person should not wear anything on Shabbos they wear during the week, even in his undershirt. Everything you wear on Shabbos should be miyuchad for Shabbos, say your shirt, say your pants, say your socks. The kaf, a regular adroisha, to bring down the grain and the chidon, all the zavrei, makud, from your mamash, your yamakot, your socks, and even some of your shoes, should have something miyuchad for Shabbos. That's one of them. They discuss how to have to wear your kaf during the week, or how can you go to a date where it gets fun, to bring right as you're allowed to, because that's the miyuchad for Shabbos. That's one in of being miyuchad for Shabbos. The second in for Shabbos should be clean. Quite a posh, you should have nice to be not staying in the Shabbos. How far, which we'll discuss is, can you put a child on your lap on Shabbos? Can you? It makes you dirty. So bring down from a safe chassidim, that's bring down from the chassidim. When you put a child on lap, put it on a napkin. Shouldn't dirty you up. Why? Well, that's just, not only should you put on a Shabbos clean with them, we should make sure the Shabbos stays clean. Why is the mitzvah having clean clothing on the Shabbos? Now, again, once you put on, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, you put on as close as possible to Shabbos, right after you take your chitzah. Now, the Torah, as Shmuel Shabbos points out in Perek Mem Beis, depends what you're doing afterwards. Let's say you're going to the mikvah and you find your big day Shabbos right after the mikvah house is all steamed up and very sweaty over there, and you come out and you feel a little bit dirty or schmutzig. You don't enjoy it. The Amos says you put on your big day Shabbos after taking a shower, might say, well, you're letting this sponge afterwards, and you're going to ruin your clothing. Then about it says Shmuel Shabbos, about it's not part of the summer. But I'm not talking about when you can take a shower. And put on your big day Shabbos without ruining it, about it. Very funny to take the Shabbos. Otherwise, if you be a Shabbos and making it dirty, then you're going to be the Shabbos after, eat much later. Another halacha is that the Ramah brings down in the end of the Siman Reis at Samach Daled that a person should prepare psilos or candles for Shabbos. That means a block in the zero, let's say if you land in the zero, that the, or in the town, that the white light, that a person should appear the candles and their Shabbos. So it's about here that a lot of person should first take their wicks, sit them, light them, and then put them out, so it's easier for it to be lit later on. When I was a child, I used to do that. I used to light my mother the wick, put out, and let my mother light afterwards. She got very upset. I used to do it week after week. I told her a lot. She told me, but it's okay. It ruined it. Very hard. It used to be the long wicks on the candles. When you send it, when you light it, put it out, very small, very hard to light. Makes it even harder to light. Nice, so afterwards, they bring down from the Chaznish, the different swamp, at least five stone holders, bring down from the Chaznish, the Ikan Echnami. The whole story is to help you light. And they say, by Shaiva, by wax candles, forget it. You should not light the candles before, because if forget it, only ruins it. So the Mishmur is not that way, it's not like it's the green. So far, in life, I do bring down, and I'll feed the swamp of all the prophets. Person should not light by wax candles the wicks before, you only make it harder to light, and not easier to light. Next halacha is the idiom that a person should light candles on Erev Shabbos. Now, the reason why they bring down is either because of Shabbos, or because of the idiom of Kavod, or the reason of Oimim, three different reasons. But the person has a chiyuv to light. Now, Bakr is machloket ha'poskim, exactly what to do when he's eating in other places, whether he's eating in Yeshiva, or he's eating when he wants to spell, or whatever he wants to, what to do, everyone has to go to exactly what to do if you have to land in Dero. However, Lekulam agrees, if you're eating in a Dero, and you're sleeping in a Dero, and you're not going to eat for yourself, a vada yavachiv to light in your Dero. That's partial. Now, they do discuss, Maisa, why should you make a bracha upon the Neris that you're lighting inside your house? Maisa, you have electricity, and the whole thing is now spinning out carpet. So when these candles don't even realize they're there, where is the carbon or aiding the fact that they're there? Where is the shalom? Where are you getting out of it? So Shabbat, if where is the answer to make a bracha upon the neighbors of the candles that you like? They say outfit. You want the outfit to have or an adam light, someone does an adam light, the candle's there, you're sitting there, you don't even realize it. How can you make a bracha upon it? So this is Shabbat. Among the places they kind of the best thing to do is, when you light the candles, is to turn off the switch of the room. Light the candles, then put on the switch and have the bracha on both of them. The big now that Moshe did this way, and the Akam Netzki did this way, and the Shomer Zalman, and the Yashim, they all kind of undo the electricity, light your candles, put on the electricity, and then make a bracha on everything. Now there is a Shiloh, which one's better to do? Do you first do electricity, and then do the candles, with the candles done electricity, see the Moshe did one, the Akam did another, it's worth having Shabbat Yitzchok, it's Chelechet, it's Perekvot, he says it depends upon the reasons, what makes Machlokes is the reason of the Shomer Zalman or the Yashim. Fine, but the whole problem is what we should do if you light the dew is under the electricity and put it back on. Now, when you light candles by Isha, which is a Kabbalah Shabbos, by a man, meaning it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos, again, you have to know the halacha, or the guarantee you is when you do light the dew and you do eat in the dew. The next halacha, 20th halacha, is brought down at the end of the Siman, related to the Vedas, is that first on Erev Shabbos, when you put on the suit, you should check his pockets. The law is, says Mr. Burr, that Sabbath for Shabbos, half hour before Shabbos, he has a mitzvah to check his pockets. However, Sabbath for Shabbos, he has a team to check his pockets. And one reason is because you have no air, especially in South America, you have no air, and you have things inside your pockets, you're able to eat some of the carrying, and it's extra brewery, so you have the team to be reminded. So Mr. Burr, not that even out, I saw. However, it's even out in the bookstore, that means you slide, you send it upon the air, the shrine is all bookstore. Are you wearing your big day Shabbos since you want to get a pen inside your Shabbos? Much of Shabbos, you wear your suit on much of Shabbos. Shabbos, I'm wearing your suit much of Shabbos, so I'm not being a new hood for Shabbos only. Fine, we're not wearing too much fashion until you go to sleep, you wear your big day Shabbos. So therefore, since you wear your big day Shabbos much of Shabbos, you can put bookstores inside your pockets. Therefore, says the Mishnah Brewer, the mitzvah, a half hour before, and the chiyah, but for Shabbos, to check your pockets, make sure there's nothing inside of it. Not that then, is that 21st then is brought down the Mishnah, the person, an Erev Shabbos, he's a saint, he sarks him, he wraps him in a frosh machalo, the likos and Erev. He tells his house, his home, the istim, do you take meister, do you make an Erev, and tells him to go mavlik and Erev. Now, it's not a game to say you sarks him, but you don't say it to the Mishnah, but you don't say it to become the din. If you sarks him, take meister, not sarks him, tell him. Well, usually it's always a game, I tell people to remind them, it's getting late, it tells them to hurry up. Yeah, what light can. Now, if a person lies and says, no, the Shabbos ski is in 5 minutes, when it's in 20 minutes, to be Mazari the person, this is a Shabbos, it's brought down to the state, it's in the Triathlon. If it makes tzar to a person, he wants time before night, can't cause tzar. But stop to mazar the person to make sure he wants and gets into Shabbat, this mamas, either of his mamas, the person has a right to lie, it's the nifl to Elish, Gemara in Balmatiya, they will see it, so Gemara says, the person's allowed to lie with Elish. To help out, mazar is the mitzvah, so you should be shomer Shabbat. Now the Shmuel's Moistus, not only should say these three things, however, he should also say, warn people, stop doing malacha. That means tell your wife or whoever is lying to go light. And tell other people, it's Shabbat, stop doing malacha. It's all different as Indian. Tell them it's time for Shabbat, stop doing malacha, and then afterwards you go to shul. Another thing, a 22nd malacha is wrote down in the Siddur Kishnur. We start off as a mitzvah to do something on Erev Shabbat in the morning. The Mishmur ends off, now in the mitzvah to do something on Erev Shabbos early in the morning, the second mitzvah of doing something Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos. The last of the Mishmur is Ben HaShmoshes. To do something Ben HaShmoshes, Mishmur is what you can do. If you're in Shul davening, what do Ben HaShmoshes? You wash your hands, I don't know what exactly you do. So I saw the Shmur Shabbos, you write Lav Dafka. It means right before Shabbos, you should do something. Of course, that's meaning when it comes from clients off, they take men, they will sure take garbage with them to shul, take it to the garbage can. Why is that something direct for the shul, if someone for Shabbos, the time of the Indian, they're not a mitzvah of being mechon the second time right before Shabbos. Last the locker is the Indian of Tosefta Shabbos, of adding two Shabbos. It's put down the seven ways now with Allah. The person has a shalom, the din derabbanan, or the din deraiso, but the chiyuv that person should be meichid before, should be meichid two Shabbos. Now how long? So the Mishavur says a person should try to do a half hour before Shabbos, or al kapamun 20 minutes before Shabbos, and we kind of get the rain shita off the shkiyo. That's a person to do a half hour, 20 minutes. The meichid has a tshuva, and our chayim chelkal, he says a chachilo, a person go even up to 2 minutes before Shabbos. That's enough to be kind in of Tosefta Shabbos. A father, the Michael, the Noah, Tuba, Toyba, Hakmur, to Makmur, a half hour, 20 minutes. However, it seems to be the meaning, it makes not like the Mishmur, a half hour, 20 minutes, it makes it be more Michael. If you are Michael, even with a Tila until 2 minutes before Shabbos. Why? Because it might be all the kind of Inu to the Shabbos. If 2 minutes before, then we'll follow the prophet, that's enough for a Tila. A father, Yishman, to Makmur, especially at Tol, that looks at 40 minutes before. However, again, the halacha is the field of Moshe the Holocaust, but a healer can do 2 minutes before Shabbos, becoming the inner of Tosefta Shabbos. Now, there is a shayla upon them, how they understand the Mishavur. The Mishavur's words are by Tosefta Shabbos, Hainu al Piyat Dibur. You have to say it with your mouth. You have to say, I'm the Kabbalah Shabbos with your pet. Therefore, those who want to Kainu, the people can have a home for their life. They even Mekabbalah Shabbos 40 minutes before, and they don't say the pet. They're not Mekabbalah one time in their life, the inner of Tosefta Shabbos. Also, if you want to say that Shana Mishmur, you can be Makarub Shana Mishmur, or vehemently disagree with them. Father Meister, the whole father is why not be Makarub and Makarub in and say Tosefta Shabbos to in with your mouth, with your head. But those are 20 things to get to the inner of Erev Shabbos, what a person should do. Just to say quickly, 5 things a person should not do Erev Shabbos for Kitzur. It's first, a person that should be very careful, it's a simulation of Tetet. The person should be very careful on their Shabbos, lots of Shabbos, you should not go travel within a third of the day. Sorry, for the first 3 hours of the day, after 3 hours of the day, a person should not travel. Says the Mubarak, why? Because you get to a place, they don't know you're coming, they'll be very disturbed that you're coming, they have not enough food for you. Why have enough food for you? So what's the problem? It says, Shulchan, either they'll come to Chal Shabbos or cook you on Shabbos, or they'll cause the chaos or the anger among the house. Therefore, a person when he's traveling somewhere should not be traveling more than Gilpah Shreya during the day, more than a third of the day. Says, Rei the Mishavur, according to Magaram, from the Akuta, Rei the Mishainim, that's not again anything more than that, it's Chalas of Allah. Because, it used to be that person would make something on Shabbos, be Mitzamtei. By the time the Akuta read it, people were not Mitzamtei. Whatever they need, they made Barakas. They didn't make just one piece of chicken for people, make 2 pieces, more Barakas, or leftovers during the week. Not sufficient to make a lot, and leftovers. Therefore, when a person comes and they surprise you with Erev Shabbos, there won't be any concern anymore of a bayah of the course to be a national people cook you on Shabbos. There's always enough of a rakus. But that's one reason why the person says, this chilek malach is not a gale. I was partial to this man is there. We have phones, and no one waits till Thursday night to call. Everyone calls Tuesday night, Wednesday night, then the Chavera, Meshwachai. The Baba comes for Shabbos, they call couple days before, and they won't get about the shadow of the Salacha of a person traveling on Erev Shabbos and surprising a person. You call before, Meshwachai, meet us. However, the Moshe Buddha does say he is Moses of Hashem Salacha. Even though traveling on Sisal Lachas on the Gaya, however, it's a chash that you'll be traveling. And might something happen, you'll be stuck on the road. And you might be delayed, and you might come to Chash Kol Shabbos. Therefore, you have to leave early enough on Shabbos, so you won't come to this chash. So how much do you have to leave before him? The size of the Pnats, that you live in Yerushalayim, they have to leave 2 hours before the last bench from Malakas Neres. They have to leave 2 hours and 40 minutes before Malakas Neres. Afterwards, it's a cut-off from the Pnats, you cannot leave Yerushalayim anymore. Why? You might get stuck on long there. Now, it really depends on the situation. The process, that means from Marshall, you're in the city, you have to go to the mountains. So people, it's like two and a half hours. You give yourself 3 hours. You do know, people are stuck on the road for Shabbos, people are stuck on the desert for Shabbos, because there's traffic, there are bridges, there are tunnels, things are, I'm an active person. It's Matthias that way. So a person gives himself 3 hours before Shabbos, nothing says, well, they can fully leave this Isser, that person should be, prepare himself for Shabbos, not to leave any Isser, Chil Shabbos. Boy, I've seen people in camp, they run in 2 minutes before Shabbos, they come to shul with the shower ready. I don't know how they got in 2 minutes before Shabbos, they ran to the shower, they got dressed. It's my partial before there's something went on wrong over here. So the Shavuot, partial, now how much time? Some would say you need double amounts of the time from the streets to the mountains, 2.5 hours, could be 5 hours. Some say, not the way, each man with a shir, the lechol comes with a shir, a case that should not be of any chash, maybe the day is there. Next of all, mentioned before, but the halacha is the person cannot be kaveya to have a pseudo kaveya on Erev Shabbos. Now pseudo kaveya means, let's say, a besmilo or a simcha, person cannot have on Friday, unless it's a mitzvah, mostly of a meal, bezmano, even shleves mano, kol mishabur, you can have a pseudo, a big pseudo on Erev Shabbos, or however something is, that's not bezmano, or stop to have a big meal you shouldn't do. So the argument is, people ask, how can people go to the hotels, they seem to go there at night, Saturday morning, the breakfast they serve in the hotels, that's pseudo kaveya. People sit there, they fill up as well, they're paying for it as well, and they, mama kura, chsad of pseudo kaveya, of course, we also feed it, mechabit, it's a lot of, tomorrow bed, Yishlein, seems to me people are mekel, I don't, because they don't know the lot more, maybe, I don't know, Yishlein. Life of the vaya, you can have a pseudo that's more, that's not, a pseudo kaveya cannot have no shabbat. Well, that's the mitzvah, unless it's his money. How the pseudo, you know, again, we said before, you can have a total 9 hours in the day, afterwards it's the mitzvah, the minayah, to hold back from doing it. Another local, they cannot negate, the local is expressed, cannot set their letter on Erev Shabbos, him like kids from Leidonim cannot pay him up in advance, because then he's going to do it for you, you're shliach. So let's say you pay him up in advance, no issue of sending a letter for sending a letter. All time is, let's say you do express, you tell it to be delivered the next day, this top of a meal akum. Otherwise, certain, we just put stamps on this, because if he paid up in advance, there's no issue of sending a letter on Erev Shabbos. Another local, just to mention it, but there's numerous problems to it, it's been raised in Alice, the halacha is a person cannot do malacha from Erev Shabbos, min a mitchol amaylo. A person cannot do malacha on Erev Shabbos. Now which mitchol we're talking about, some say mitchol katano, some say mitchol gailo, the mishavur simitopa echafei, by sukkah, seems to be machmer, says a person should not do any malacha from mitchol gailo. The law classifies in the malacha, the mishavur says it means after something negera that for Chalamoyd is also, did not negate Chalamoyd is mutter. You also want to say things like Perkmatia is mutter, or certain things that would cover Shabbos is only mutter, or things you're doing in Be'er Akoi, Be'er Agav, Be'er Gleda, Be'er Agav, mutter. Different to know what the locker is of real locker and Shabbos. The Stam, knowing it's working, and the Oyvish Shavuot says, let's say you're hired out already, and then they told you to work, then you are allowed to work. But might say, look, before you go to work, a person should be very careful with Salakha and not hire yourself out on Erev Shabbos after Mincha Gedolah, or maybe Mincha Ketanah, you should be this month on Mincha Ketanah. The last Salakha, they can again to only B'nai Ashtanah, not to B'nai Tzad, the Gemara of Afiket, the Ramon B'Nai Tzad, the Rishon Avot, the person should not rent Caleb to Goyim on Erev Shabbos, because it looks like he's being a shliach for you. It looks like he's working for you. That means on Thursday or Wednesday he's allowed to. However, you could on Erev Shabbos, you cannot rent him to Caleb at Dumalacha. Might as well watch the Gertos. Can you rent a car to Goyim on Erev Shabbos? Can you rent him a telephone on Erev Shabbos? And this halacha sounds like you can, you cannot. So even though there's a shul by Vadi Yosef, he's a mekul, he gets a lot of Shmuel's call, the night he's making a Shabbos shiur, so there's no issue of doing it on Erev Shabbos. Chura, the B'nai Ashkenaz, the Fahal, the Ma'alach, the Amor, the Chura, there is a concern of renting, lending it as mutter, but renting it as mutter, lending it to a guy, renting it to a guy in Erev Shabbos, looks like he's being Yishliach, came on that shul halacha for you. Yishlai, what you want mekul? Maybe they don't. I'm not sure exactly how people want mekul. Just from the time how we start off, there's an Indian that a person should be Machiach on Erev Shabbos, become Shabbos, Gemara of Azor, Mish Terech on Erev Shabbos, Oichob Erev Shabbos. The Gemara of this is causing a case where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to the Goyim. The Goyim are coming off loving, and they say, we want to have Tchar for also being in this world for whatever we did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaitim Shabbat Olam, Shaitim. Yehuda Meister, who have his Mashiach and Erev Shabbat get Schara on Shabbat. However, Shloi Tarp Erev Shabbat, the Heichid Eichel Erev Shabbat, where can he eat on Shabbat? The Inu of Shabbat, Kadosh Baruch Hu is using as a symbol for the Inu of Asa Lavoi. The only way you can eat on Shabbat is if you make it before Shabbat. If you're not making it before Shabbat, where can you eat it on Shabbat? Goyim, Yad Elam Hazda, you did not prepare, you're not eating Kadosh Baruch Hu, you did not do Asa Mashem. Therefore, Meheichin, where are you going to get Schara? Where can you get Asa Lavoi? Where can you get something out of it? And therefore, says Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shekim Shoilam, you can't get anything out of it. Elam Hazda, even though you might kind of say so safe, some things came out of it that we get a lot of it, Kaisa got out of it, might be not much fear for it, you don't get any Schara first. Person, life, everything he does, he has to be much fear for it, he has to worry about it beforehand. If not, how to eat for it on Shabbos? On Ubnei Yeshiva, we're right now being doing for Lost Lovoy, for Yom Shikuri Shabbos. That is just like the whole week for Miuchan Erev Shabbos, person should go through these Yomim, shall learn our office, and prepare himself. We can't in the rice of the Chino Shavi, we're preparing an Erev Shabbos, we're covering Shabbos. That will also be Zerko to be making the Yom Shikuri Shabbos.
Shalom. כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622, או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-L שטרודל, kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.